Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. D'Anthony, you putting on some hand sanitizer?
I just like the way it smells. This is actually from the Frank Institute, where we get our hormone therapy.
It is. You're not nervous for this guest, right?
For Hercules?
Yeah, we got Hercules on the show. We got Kevin Sorbo on the
Kevin
show
Sorbo
today.
Kevin Sorbo is just a class act all around.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. I enjoyed working with him over the years, and we've always stayed in touch, always been friends. That dude has lived such a baller-ass life, mm-hmm. dude. I mean, it's really hard to wrap your mind around. Because, I mean, people forget how big Hercules and Andromeda were around the world. He says it in this upcoming interview that at one point it was syndicated more than Baywatch around the world. And it was the biggest show. I got to see it firsthand in France, and I was like, holy shit, man. I mean, French, full-on French, no American whatsoever. Waitress is hitting on him and everything, and I was like, man, you do it right.
When you say American, you mean English?
Yeah. No, they weren't speaking any English, nothing, man. In French, they knew him. Kevin Sorbo? Oh, you're Kevin Sorbo. And the thing is, Hercules was on every single night of the week still.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard to escape that. Kind of like The Office these days, man.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, I remember when Dave Chappelle left Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he was like, one of the reasons he said in his first comeback appearance was like, yeah, people would just walk up to me and I'm sitting there with my wife and kids and like, I'm Rick James, bitch. Yeah. Like right into his fucking face. I can imagine what it must be like to be Rainn Wilson in public.
Oh,
like the guy who played Dwight Schrute on The Office. Yeah. Like, can you imagine?
I don't know. I don't imagine out that much.
No,
we've had Bob Vance Refrigeration on the show a couple times. He leans into it and loves it, man. It depends on who you are as a person and if you like it.
Well, Rainn Wilson is he's a part of one of those offshoot religions too.
Are you looking up the religion right now?
Yeah, I am.
Kevin Sorbo is one of those guys who also loves it too. Like, he's good at being famous. There is people who are good at being famous and others who are not, and they hide in their fucking basement all day. Watching this Jordan doc, The Last Dance, has given me a different perspective on it, because there is also another level of fame, Dan, that you can't leave your place. And Michael Jordan was clearly one of those guys. So was the other MJ, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. There's been a handful over time that, like, literally, like, Elvis probably couldn't
Kobe.
Go out in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, at all, ever. And maybe some guys in certain towns can go out in their own town.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, Rainn Wilson looks different than Dwight Schrute, though. So maybe
in
he doesn't
life?
Get recognized as much.
Nah.
Like, that Dwight Schrute look is a very specific look. It's a brown blazer with a fucking mustard-colored shirt.
Yeah.
Like, and the glasses and that whole shit. It's very specific to him and the stupid butt-cut hairdo that he has.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kevin Sorbo, though, he looks like Hercules in real life. He always has. Like, he's always in great shape.
He's 61 years old.
Is he? Yeah.
And
he
looks
really?
Like he's in his fucking early 40s, to be honest.
Dude's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude's amazing. He's been on the show before, obviously, and we're thrilled to have him back on again. Talk about politics, talk about life, movies in general. Just a fantastic dude and always a great interview.
He's one of like a handful of conservative dudes left in Hollywood, like him, Robert Patrick, who else is out there? Mm-hmm. Dennis Miller, but he doesn't really act anymore or do any. He doesn't even do stand-up
Dennis
anymore,
Miller's
really.
He's got a huge podcast.
He does have a huge show, but he doesn't really do Hollywood shit anymore is what I meant.
No.
Tim Allen is one of those guys.
The thing about it is, you know, back in the day you needed it where, you know, you were hoping to get, you know, the big movies and all that other shit. Since it's kind of just tanked and gone down, it's like, what, there's superhero movies left, sure. But other than that, like,
I mean, if you're an actor or an actress right now, you should be looking to be doing independent stuff where you can get points on the movie.
Or having your own personality and doing things like that. Because a lot of people ask me the same thing with this show. They're like, dude, I don't understand how you can say all this crazy shit about Trump and conservatism and all this stuff. And I was like, well, I also don't care. I mean, I opened up my own production company, you know, 12 years ago, made all the movies I wanted to make, and then wanted to do podcasts and all this other stuff. Like, I don't care. I won't go back to doing somebody else's projects. It'll either be my movies or none at all. But
yeah.
I think you're almost forced into picking a side these days, whether or not you're going to do that or not. Because if you're trying to get something, Kevin will discuss it later on in the interview, but if you're trying to get something from the people who are controlling Hollywood right now, and you're on the right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Like, he's actually,
when's the last time you've seen James Woods in something? He's a great actor.
Yeah. I mean, even remember Chevy Chase in that situation he had on Community?
Yeah.
Like, they kept, like, trying to ironically push the ball forward more and more. And he was like, this is like, you guys are trying to be so whatever that you're actually becoming racist. That's what fascism is. Fascism is leftism taken to its extreme. That's what it is. It's not fucking conservatism. Hitler wasn't a conservative. A huge federal government, government control over stuff, government-run industry is not conservatism. So I like it when people compare modern conservative politicians to Hitler all the time.
Right.
Because Hitler was that was you guys. That was the fruition of your fucking agenda going all the way to its max peak. Right?
Yeah.
That's not what conservatism is. Conservatism is like, honestly, if you want to take it to the extreme, it would be like Somalia, like no government.
Right.
You know what I mean? Which has its challenges as well.
Good luck.
Obviously, but that's not the point. The point is that whole fucking ideology is completely bankrupt to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, Kevin's Hollywood out there fighting the good fight right now. Before we hop into that interview, we got some sponsors to pay for this whole shit wagon to be on the air. First and foremost, talking about ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 25% off. They were giving away 2 free pillows this week with all your purchases, all your mattresses. Check that out. See if it's still going. I know they were not planning on leaving this deal up all the way through the quarantine, but look, man, people need all the help they can get when they're purchasing products, especially high-end ones like this. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. You get 25% off everything. Mm-hmm. And as always, their 36-month pay-as-you-go program.
You're still getting 2 interest. Free pillows with everything.
Are you really?
I'm looking on the site now. For the Ghost, the Standard, the Luxe, and the Flex, all 3 models of their bed, you get 2 free pillows.
Damn,
that's
son.
Like $170.
Damn, son. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today and get on it. Next up, we got MacWeldon.com. Mack Weldon's got some of the most comfortable shit on the planet, dude. Yeah. T-shirts, jogging pants, fucking boxers. You name it, they got it. It's one of those places, man, where as dudes, we just don't shop for
I buy
us.
The shit online.
So do I, man.
All the time. Always. And now it's like, I've actually, someone asked me about taking on a sponsor like Mack Weldon at a time like this when people aren't really going out and doing fancy shit, so they're not wearing undershirts. I'm like, look, man. All the stuff that you're wearing day to day, like when you're moving from your bed to your couch and then back, they sell all that shit too.
Yeah.
And it's like they have dope ass joggers. They have great fucking workout gear, all kinds of stuff. Socks. They got it all. And you can, like, there's a subscription service for fuck's sake.
Yeah. It's the most comfortable brand there is. We're lucky to have them. I'm surprised they hit us up, to be honest with you, Dan. A couple of white trash humans like us, dude.
Yeah.
Getting a company like MacWeldon.com. So all you have to do is create an account. It's free. Any order for any amount, you never pay shipping again. If you purchase over $200 worth in products, you'll continue to receive free shipping, but also start saving 20% on every order. And this also grants you access to new products before they are released. Right now, you can go on MacWeldon.com, use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off. Big, big fan of them, man. I'm wearing their sweatpants today, actually. Because nobody can see me at the desk.
I don't wear anything.
I'm usually in, like, sweatpants. Ray wasn't.
Yeah. Ray Cash Care likes to get naked on
he
our show.
He definitely was not on last night's show. What a fun show with him. Next up, we got KillCliffCBD.com. Come on now. 20% off of the promo code Drinking Bros. We're always drinking some form of KillCliff in the office.
It goes, I'm drinking Ignite,
yeah,
which is their pre-workout, basically, and it's great. A lot of... A lot of good natural caffeine, and it goes great with vodka as well in the middle of the day.
Sure does. We're actually having vodka today, so
yeah.
Big fan of KillCliffCBD.com, and obviously KillCliff is KillCliff. You know KillCliff. Promo code Drinking Bros is good for 20% off of KillCliffCBD.com or KillCliff, and you get free shipping with that when you're buying cans. That's a big, big savings. With KillCliff CBD, though, you get 25 milligrams of CBD in every can. No THC. You will not piss hot on a drug test. If you're military or first responder out there and you're getting drug tested at work every day, you're good to go. And I would not trust that with any other CBD company than Killcliff. That is the only name you can trust. Don't go down to your local head shop and buy some weird.
Definitely don't do that.
CBD with fucking Chinese writing.
I know
on, bro.
So many people who have fucking pissed hot doing same. Stupid shit like that. It's the same thing as that fuck. Do you remember a couple, like, I don't know, 12 or 15 years ago when they started selling, like, those little bodegas and head shops started selling, like, bath salts?
Yeah.
Like, it was synthetic cocaine, basically. Yeah. But it was, like, amphetamines and PCP. Like, they've tested these things.
Salvia.
All sorts of stuff is in there. Like, no, man.
No. So don't do it. Just go to killcliffcbd.com today. Promo code DRINKINGBROS, 20% off and free shipping on an entire case. Last but not least, we've got mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles your deposit. Look, kids, we're back. UFC is back. Finally, we got some sports to bet on. They were up this last weekend. They're up again tonight. And they got, two more events? It's crazy. NASCAR's back up and at them, too, man. Yep. You can bet on NASCAR. Finally, you can bet again. If you've been stuck in the quarantine and bored out of your mind, they've opened up their own casino now, too. You can play blackjack, poker, roulette. That promo code is Drinking Bros Casino, and that'll double and a half your deposit, so you'll get 150% back on your original deposit. So if you put in $100, you get 150% back. If you're gambling on sports, which we are, the odds just went up last night. We'll be doing a show about that, actually, Monday, I think, on the NFL odds, because they got the over-under odds for the year
win
on
totals,
there.
Yeah,
win totals for the year. We're going to be gambling on that. Use the promo code Drinking Bros to double your deposit on mybookie.com, and you can bet on all the UFC fights with us and bet on the NFL wins and losses total for the upcoming season. We're looking forward to that. Welcome back, mybookie.com. And then welcome back, Kevin Sorbo. We're excited to have him back on the show, man. One of the very best. Jamie, why don't you pop us on in with Kevin Sorbo, please? Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. We got one of our favorites of all time. Not only actors, we're just humans on this earth. We got Mr. Kevin Sorbo on the show. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm actually down here with my wife and my daughter. My two boys didn't want to go like idiots, but we're down here in a beautiful Longboat Key, Florida. It's an island off the coast there on the Sarasota side where, like, 79 degrees, 80 degrees, beautiful blue-green water. It's phenomenal. I just got off the golf course, so this is my golf look.
Oh, perfect place to quarantine.
Yes.
Are the golf courses open?
Most of the golf courses are open in Florida. They never close. My course up in Tampa never closed. My brother lives in West Palm Beach. Theirs closed. But, you know, we can go grocery shopping and stuff like that and go to liquor stores, but gosh, don't get on a golf course because everybody's so crammed in together. Yeah.
In groups of two and four. Imagine
that. Oh my God, it's insanity.
So stupid. Insanity. Hey, did you see those stats out of New York this past week? So like 66% of all people admitted to the hospital for COVID had been quarantining. They weren't out in the public. And 18% additional were in nursing homes.
Sure.
So.
Hey, look, the average age, they say, is 80.5 years of age. I mean, I don't look, people get mad when I talk about this, like probably get mad at you guys. I don't poo-poo this thing. Yes, it's contagious. But more and more now, that's the stats from doctors are coming. I got doctor buddies in Minneapolis, L.A., Florida here. A lot of them say, you know, it's like a really, really, really bad flu season.
Yeah.
The majority of people under 60, if they're healthy, they may get it. A lot of them won't know they have it. The other ones will be sick for a week or two, but they'll be fine. It's people with pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. It's real, folks. Don't get mad at me. But honest to God, to quarantine healthy people, this is insanity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy what we're doing.
John Brinkus from ESPN Sports Science mentioned that on our show about a month and a half ago. And yep. I was like, that's a good point. And I've been looking. I spent about 4 to 6 hours on the internet trying to find a situation, not just in American history, but in all of human history where we quarantined healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to sick people, it's never happened before. I didn't find one instance of that ever happening until now.
Ever.
Like, what the fuck is going on? But to your point, 96% of the people admitted in New York State over the last week for COVID, pre-existing conditions, pneumonia, flu, something else. Sure. Come on, man. Like, the data's there for me. I agree with you that it's a serious situation, but it's not serious for everyone.
Well, here's the thing. You sit down and do all this quarantine. Okay, now it's plateauing off. Now we can slowly let people go back. it's still out there. I mean, I love what Dennis Prager said. He goes, what does it mean until it's safe? It's never going to be safe. And once you're out there again and people get exposed again, there's going to be a spike again. Of course, then they'll go, oh, now go back into quarantine again. This is a weird power trip over all of us, not just America, but around the world. This is a very strange thing that's going on. And I think we're getting more and more answers slowly. But all of us are starting to get to the point that something's going on, guys. And this is not right.
Have you seen this Plandemic movie?
Yeah.
they've banned it from everywhere. All the social media has banned mention. Like, if you see a video about this Plandemic movie,
we keep getting sent links to it over and over and over again,
and it disappears immediately.
Yes,
as soon as
I posted on Facebook a couple days ago. I'm sure they've taken it down already.
Yeah.
But you know, why can't we listen to both sides? Once again, no, we can only listen to this side. We can't hear what those two doctors, the guy sitting at the table, they took that down too, and they're saying,
yeah,
guys, this is just a horrible, bad flu season. And to not have kids go to school, the chances of kids getting this and dying from it are as low percentage as the flu, if not lower. And I'm just going off from what the doctors are telling me, guys. So I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying our immune systems can't be hiding from diseases because they're always out there. Our bodies are amazing. We have an amazing way of fighting off sickness.
Yeah, I agree. And we've been saying this for weeks on this show. And, you know, the other portion of this is the economy. The economy is just absolutely tanked. I saw the jobless numbers this morning, the new ones that came out. And anyone who's blaming President Trump during this, in what world do you live in that the president should be blamed for a global pandemic that shut down every country in the world, not just ours?
He's got great footage. When you got Schumer and Pelosi and all those bozos attacking him nonstop, he's got total footage, these guys, when he said we're going to close down our borders, where they attacked him, calling him racist, Pelosi down in Chinatown in San Francisco, chumming with people. Come on down. Don't listen to the president. And then 2 weeks later, they're going, he didn't shut it down quick enough. Yeah. I mean, how stupid are these people that they don't know that he's got this footage on them saying that?
Well, you saw the White House press secretary. You saw the White House press secretary the other day. She was like, hey, she was like calling out. Hey, is the New York Times, are you guys going to retract this statement you made? Mm-hmm. Or is the WHO going to retract this statement you made? Or is the Washington Post going to retract this statement you made? And they're all just sitting there like crickets.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think so. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Seriously, Pelosi was walking around Chinatown calling Trump racist because he was trying to do a travel ban on China. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. And now when we look back on this in a few months, everybody's going to look back and be like, man, why do we do all that? Why do we take it to this extreme?
Occam's razor, brother. The simplest answer is always the correct answer. What's the simplest answer? If this wasn't as devastating to the average person, a non-sick young person, as they claimed it should be, then what would be the purpose behind that? Either it's just fear, which is...
There you go.
Maybe that's it.
Speaking about FDR, American Badass, a movie I did with you.
Yeah.
FDR said the only thing to fear is fear itself. And people are look at the fear level, anxiety. They said suicides are up.
Yep.
That people are freaking out. I mean, I ride my bike every day with my kids. We're out riding bikes. We're out playing golf. And then I see people jogging by themselves wearing masks.
Yeah.
There's nobody around them. They're blocked. Well, they think it's just going to come out of space. And if you're sick already, then by all means, quarantine yourself and wear a mask. I mean, if you're sick and around other people.
Yeah.
But come on. All these grocery store people wearing masks. I just went grocery shopping this morning, and I'm walking there. People have masks. They're so afraid.
Yeah.
Look at me, and they back off 10 feet. And you're going, are you kidding me, really?
Now, governments don't have a history of using fear to control populations or anything, do they? Has anybody heard anything about that? Any guys in the back over there? I've just been walking around grocery stores making out with dudes. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm not fucking – this is America. I'm like, this is America in the most redneck voice I can make. This is America. Let's do it, man. Come on. Hell yeah.
I haven't not shaken someone's hand or hugged somebody or like I haven't done it. I haven't worn masks or anything during all of this, to be honest with you. And it, I hope we don't end up in a country like China where, you know, look, you were living in LA with me for all those years. Like
that's basically China.
Everybody was walking down the streets. Everybody from China was wearing masks in the streets already when they lived in Los Angeles. Right.
They've been doing that in America for fucking like 15 years.
Mostly because of the pollution there. That's why they were wearing masks.
Right. Now it's going to change for something totally different. I don't, as us as Americans, like I don't want to in 2 or 3 years from now see people walking down the streets with masks on?
No, I'm not living in that world, man. We're not going. If we want to go Mad Max, then motherfucker, I'll go Mad Max. But I'm cutting a mohawk in my head and I'm walking around everywhere with multiple weapons. But it's not going to be a fucking mask over my face. If there's a mask over my face, it's going to be a gas mask, and I'm going to be dropping fucking bombs on people.
Yeah, or like Bane from Batman, you know?
Well, that one kept him pumped full of opiates. I'm into that, too.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, can you imagine if they made a Bane-style mask that just kept me on weed all day? I'd be a lot calmer.
You'd be your best self is what you'd be.
Yeah.
You're in Tampa now. How's it feel not to be the most famous man in Tampa right now?
Brady's taking over.
I know.
And they got Gronkowski, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, the minute they signed Brady, they had almost 8,000 new season ticket holders. It shows you the power of that guy at 42 years old. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible.
It's amazing.
Are you a Vikings fan?
My Vikings are going to be down here December 13th to play against them, and I'm going at that game.
What do you think about Kirk Cousins?
We host a huge sports show. I think we're number 6 in the world on that. I like Kirk Cousins as a quarterback. It was nice to see him get that playoff victory, so at least that took a little bit of that monkey off of his back. But I was not a fan of the Stephon Diggs trade.
Yeah, he needed to. He needed to get – I mean, I think it is more of a psychological thing than anything else. I think he's a pretty darn good quarterback.
Yeah.
The Vikings should have a good defense again this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back in September because they always have a local not a local guy, but they always have celebrities come in, and certainly being a Minnesota boy and playing Hercules and all that
for years.
I got invited to come back to blow the big horn that brings in the ship that brings the players up.
No way.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, that place that's amazing.
Awesome, guys. That U.S. Bank Stadium for the Vikings is phenomenal. You got to go see a game. It's right up there with Jerry's World with the Cowboys.
Really? That's a bold statement,
That is a bold statement. So we travel every 2 weeks and we go to the biggest game on the planet, pre-COVID, obviously. Sure. That is one stadium we have not been to.
Yeah, we should go to a Minneapolis game.
You got to go. Minneapolis is a great city. Unfortunately, Minnesota is getting as bad as California with politics. It's just Crazyville there, too.
Oh,
But you got to go. Pick a September or October time to go. The fall is beautiful. And check the schedule and see what they got and go check out a game.
We will, for sure.
The schedule's out now.
Yeah, the schedule came out last night at 8 o'clock.
Let's see.
For the Falcons, my team, it wasn't that favorable. We got absolutely.
Falcons got a nice stadium. Atlanta's got a good stadium.
Beautiful stadium. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We've covered many events.
I went to the very first game there, Florida State against Alabama.
Oh, I was at that game, too.
I was there.
Well, me and Clayne Crawford were at that game, actually.
Oh, that's too funny.
Alabama too funny. Stomped them.
Yeah, they did. I told my son who was with me, because we were there for the Dragon Con, the big Comic Con.
Yeah. Same weekend.
We could have hooked up. I'm sorry we didn't hook up.
October.
I told my son after that game, I said, okay, that's the first game of the year, but I guarantee you that Alabama team will be back here at the end of the year playing in the same stadium for the national championship.
That's exactly what I said, too. Yeah, that team was really good that year.
The Falcons are at Minnesota or Minneapolis on October 18th.
October 18th?
Yep.
I'm in.
That's a good time to go there.
I'm in, yeah.
It is a good team.
It's not quite winter yet. Winter lasts 8 months, and that's right before winter starts. They're the only fucking baseball team. I don't know why they built a non-domed stadium.
I don't get it either. It's a great stadium, but I don't know why they
It is a great stadium, and like the coverage from the sun and stuff is great, and all the stuff. Like the way they designed it is great. They have maybe the best food of any professional sports stadium that exists. But
you were there. That's awesome.
I've been there like 10 times, but it's like they regularly snow out baseball games into May.
Into May. Yeah,
like what the fuck, man?
Last year they had to go play some for a week down in Puerto Rico because they got snowed out in the opening of April, May time. It was crazy.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and then who is it? Is it Oman? Is that the rep that's up there?
Oh, my God.
Ellen Omar.
I love – there's triggers for Kevin that I love to use that I know will get you. He's one of them. I don't see her blowing the horn for the Vikings anytime soon, do you?
No, she can't get reelected. They got to get rid of her. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. The American, the government there brought in like 50,000 Somalians, and they just took over one neighborhood, one suburb of St. Paul, and that's how she even got voted in. And in that group they brought in, okay, people, don't go nuts. I know not all Muslims are terrorists, but they did find like over 100 ISIS members in that 40,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just giving facts, and people can't handle the facts anymore. They hate the truth. They want to be fed the fake news, and they feed off that. But that's just the fact, guys.
Yeah, and you get lit up on Twitter a lot because I follow you on Twitter, you know, by the left in particular. How is that, by the way? Do you have a thick skin when it comes to social media and all that stuff?
I post stuff. I don't pay attention to them. These guys, they're lunatics. There's so many brainwashed people out there, and they don't want to look at the realities of anything out there. I don't get it. I keep telling guys, if you think socialism is so great, please move to Venezuela.
Yeah.
Move to Cuba. You can go to Cuba now. Go to those countries. Spend 6 months of your life there and find out, okay, is this where we really want America to be? America was built. Look, I grew up in a liberal, a Democrat household in Minnesota. My parents were full, you know, Hubert Humphrey, Walter Mondale Democrats. First time I could vote, I voted for Ronald Reagan in 1980 when I was old enough to vote. My dad flipped out. I said, Dad, this Carter guy's going to go down as one of the worst presidents we've ever had. And I was right until Obama came. But it's weird that people don't want to look at how this country became as successful, that it was built on individuals, not government. And our founding fathers didn't want big government. They didn't want that. And they didn't want, we need term limits. You guys, I know you guys are for term limits.
Oh, we talk about it. Dan is always harping about term limits on the show over and over and over again.
I want term limits for Congress and the Senate for sure.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to serve maybe 4 terms in Congress and 2 terms tops in Senate. That's 8 and 12
years,
respectively. I agree.
It's time to move on. Yeah. And that's what it's set up for. It wasn't set up for lifetime stuff. And I mean, you know, Pelosi's richer than most actors in Hollywood, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and her husband's, I don't know what he does on the back end, but he's got a lot of big bets on the stock market. Because they release it, you know? And he's like, the stocks that he's shorting over the summer, like Netflix and things like that.
You're talking about Pelosi's husband?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been so there's nothing to investigate, and here's why. There's no such thing as insider trading. There's no law on the books that prevents an elected official from using information they come upon, even classified information, to make money in the stock market.
What?
There's no law that says you can't do that.
There's not. And then today, I will say this. We hate AOC on this show, as I'm sure you do as well. She actually is proposing a bill that says nobody should have money in the market if you're
good for her. I'll support that bill all day long.
Same.
Of course they have insider trading with that position. That's crazy.
Honestly, that's another thing that, like, I think there should be a constitutional amendment that has term limit language, and it has language where if you're invested in businesses that you're going to be involved in, politically, you should have to divest or completely put your money all in a blind trust of some sort.
Or keep it for throughout your term limit. So whatever happens, it's on your watch. And if it goes down, that's on you, my man.
Maybe.
We'll see. Everything is
It's not going to happen, though,
because going.
These people that have been raping us and fleecing American taxpayers for hundreds of years now, 200 years, are just going to keep doing it because they're the ones that have to vote that new law into place.
Yeah.
No one on earth is going to vote themselves out of money. I promise you that.
Yeah.
So,
no. Not in a million years. Did you by any chance tune into Joe Biden's Tampa virtual rally yesterday?
Oh, shit. He did a virtual rally?
Yeah, I didn't even know he was doing that.
I bet it was just as exciting as fucking Goodell at the NFL draft.
It was. It was an absolute nightmare. And for the first 5 seconds, it was a blurry screen with his face saying, "We ready to go yet or what?"
Gosh.
I don't know what's going to happen with him. I'm curious to get your take on this upcoming election and who you think is going to come out of this.
Well, I don't care who runs against Trump. It's got to be Trump. But I mean, right now with everything going on, you know how easily led people are again. You already mentioned about people are going to blame Trump for the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. He caused it, you know. So, and that's really how ignorant and how stupid so many people can possibly be when it comes to something like that. Trump has been amazing. I mean, look, I'm one of the first guys when it was Trump against Hillary, I'm even going to myself, 340 million people in the country. This is the two best we can possibly do. I've golfed with Trump before. I mean, he's a smart guy. People can say what they want. He's a smart guy and he's done a lot for the country. And even the Republicans don't like him because he doesn't put up with any of the BS from these guys.
Yeah, right.
He may not have the best bedside manner as a president. But you want to put somebody like Hillary Clinton in office when you look at all the stuff that she has done that most of us would all be in prison for right now?
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind-blowing to me. And then you go, Biden is the best that they can come up with, and yet you're still going to get 50 million people voting for the guy just because they don't want Trump in there? And because while I'm a Democrat, I'm going to stay a Democrat. Look, I grew up as a Democrat. I'm the same as so many guys, from John Voight to Dennis Miller to all these guys that said I was a Democrat. The party left me. I didn't leave the party. And I tell my liberal friends, I said, okay, do you like JFK? Yeah, JFK was great. Okay, go online. Look at his 1960 inauguration speech. What is he? I mean, that is a Republican talking today, more than most Republicans talking today. And what's on his grave? One of his greatest quotes in that thing is, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. There's not one Democrat saying that today.
None at all. And
I would like to see that. I mean, I don't know where did I know a lot of rational people that are center right, like Adam Kinzinger, for example, a guy we've had on the show is our buddy who's a
congressman from Illinois. Yeah.
I know a number of center right people that are just normal folk, very easy to get along with, old school style Republican. They just like capitalism and, you know, try to keep government regulation to a minimum, shit like that. I can't think of a whole lot of center left. I don't know if it's possible to be center left right now and exist. Like, you probably would get primaried or at the very least shunned by your party.
Right. Yeah. I feel like the Democratic Party to me is split into two. You have the super radical left, and I think, and you have a Joe Biden who's just kind of there. You know, he's the last of that dying breed of Democrat where everything has to be so extreme now. And for that reason, I don't think even the Democrats will be excited enough to go out and vote for him in November.
But who do you think he's going to get up for running mate?
I was just going to add, like, I still don't see a strong favorite for it. It's got to be Kamala Harris.
So we had Sean Spicer on the show last week, and he's said Kamala Harris. I said Elizabeth Warren on here. I'm curious as to who you think it is.
I think he's going to get Mrs. Obama.
That's wow. I have said for months that is the only way he can win this election.
Same.
Is if Michelle Obama. And I honestly, just for the chaos it would create, I kind of want to see it happen, to be honest, because I like the chaos. Because I liked when Trump got elected, I was like, yes, we just like Dave Chappelle said on Saturday Night Live. He goes, we elected an internet troll for president.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's see what happens. And exactly what we thought would happened every single day. It's been great.
Hey, I got to throw this quick story. I was playing in a golf tournament hosted by Ken Duke. Ken Duke's on a PGA tour. He's on a Champions Tour now. Mm-hmm. And he lives over by north of West Palm Beach. So I'm at the pairings party the night before, very fancy golf course, beautiful golf course. As I'm walking back about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night to my bungalow, they gave us beautiful bungalows. There's all these Secret Service guys and bungalow one. I'm down in bungalow three. And I said, what's going on? They go, oh, 44's in there. And I go, what? Obama's here? And they go, yeah, he comes here all the time. So the windows were open and the lights were on. I go, Trump 2020, Trump. The next morning, the shotgun wasn't until like 11 o'clock for the golf tournament. I went to the gym around 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. I walk in there. There's President Obama right there. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's got three Secret Service guys. I was kind of shocked they didn't stop me or do anything like that. You know, I mean, figured he'd take over the whole place. Working out, do my cardio. He was doing his cardio about four bikes down, you know, and then one of the Secret Service guys walks up. Dude, big fan, Kevin Sorbo. Nice to meet you. He goes, would you like to meet the president? I said, sure, I'll meet him. And I wasn't going to get political. I wasn't at all. Walked up, got introduced. He goes, yeah, Kevin, I know you are. Hercules, sure. Yeah. And we talked a little bit. And I said, well, are you playing in the tournament today? He says, no, I'm not playing. I said, I'm playing with Michael Jordan later. I said, well, hi to Michael. I played golf with Jordan before. But I said, what's your handicap? He goes, well, you know, it's getting a little better right now. I mean, I got a little more time, and I said, don't tell me you got a little more time. You played more golf than any other president during the presidency. You played all the time. and then he says, well, my handicap. And he's like, come on, just, you know what your handicap is. Don't lie. He goes, well, I never lie. I put a hand on his shoulder. I said, Mr. President, you're a politician. All you guys lie. And he laughed. At least he laughed about it. I was going to run, get my phone, take a photo, because I did a photo of Al Gore before, too. You know, I'll do a photo of any of you guys because it's a hoot to me. But
sure.
I just said, nice to meet you, and I walked away. I left him alone. Mm.
See, and here's what I love about this story, because Dan and I say this all the time on the show, is it's okay to respect the president of the United States. It's okay to have a conversation with somebody you might not agree with their politics. Like, it's still the president of the United States. I would have dinner with Obama. I would take a picture with him. Same thing. Have a conversation with him, because I still respect the office of the president of the United States.
Agreed.
Whereas so many other people just don't.
People on the left forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten
bad. You saw how much And George, President Bush is, you know, he's become a little bit of disappointment to me, but he was at a football game with Ellen DeGeneres. She mm-hmm. posted a picture mm-hmm. and all the people on the left, gays, whatever, yelled at her for having to sit next to him. And she went, oh my God. So I think that helped open up her eyes too, how ridiculous it is yeah. out there, right?
I wonder if those same people were yelling at Hillary Clinton, who wasn't pro-gay marriage until she was politically forced to be.
Yeah.
In fact, she was adamantly against it.
Yeah.
And then she, you know, went after all the women that her husband raped. And
every single one of them, yeah.
She voted for the Iraq War, voted yep. for the Patriot Act. What else did she do? Everything that the left doesn't like, she did it. And then they tried to elect her. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
Everything they blame the right for doing are guilty of already.
She is specifically, and then that was their candidate. I don't get it. I yeah. honestly, that's been a mystery to me since it happened. Since what, June?
But you know,
June
it's,
of
guys, it's short-term memory. People, they operate on short-term yeah. memory. They just forget about it the next day. It's the newspaper, use it for the fish tomorrow.
And it's getting shorter and shorter, too. The news yeah. cycle is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. I want to go back to what you said about Michelle Obama. I just watched her Netflix doc last night. And it's interesting that you think that she'll... or she might run, she be the VP candidate for Biden. I got the sense when I watched that doc that she just wanted nothing to do with the White House ever again. I'm curious as to what makes you think that, because the Dems are so desperate. Because to me, and Dan and I have said yeah. this on another show, we think that's the only way that he could possibly ever win is yeah. if he gets her. I just don't know that she necessarily wants to do it.
Well, I'm sure her husband will try to talk her into doing it. You know, I don't know. I think anybody looks at what Biden's doing now, where he can't even put two sentences together, as they figure he'll be out of there within 1 or 2 years, and yeah. then she'll take over as president. Mm.
Maybe. If I'm the Obamas and you have that much power, I think you put her up to run for president and not vice president, but maybe they have other plans. We'll see. We'll see. I know they're going to trot them out everywhere around the campaign trail and all
I
that
think
stuff.
No matter who it is, they're going to have to invoke the 25th Amendment at some point, which is a temporary transference of power from the presidency to the vice presidency, basically, right?
If he were to get elected?
Yeah, because there's no way he's surviving 4 years at, like, mentally. No. His mental acuity is so bad right now, there's no fucking way.
There's something wrong there. I feel bad
for
the
sure,
guy.
Yeah, it's sad. And then when he, like, the president works... like, no shit, 18 to 20 hours a day that motherfucker's doing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the energy Trump has, and I'm amazed that nobody in that office has ever put up with the amount of attacks and grief yeah. that this guy does. Yet he's done so much for the country. It's yeah. incredible.
Yeah, it's impressive at his age, especially. Because yeah. I know, like, at this point, I know what it is that the president does all day, because we have friends that are Secret Service. Like, yeah, this motherfucker... is just like whomever it was,
yeah.
Bush, Obama, now Trump, like they're just working constantly. That job never lets you sleep. You sleep 4 to 6 hours a night, maybe.
Yeah.
I played in a celebrity golf in a Lake Tahoe, and for 3 days, my partners were Jesse Ventura and Donald Trump and me. It was pretty cool.
How is he for a full 18? I've met him a couple times before, and he's a great dude. I always describe him to people as he's the dad you hope shows up at college weekend. You know, on father-son yeah. weekend, and you got the best stories of all time, pays for everything, and you got it. You know, just a good dude. What was your experience like playing 18 holes of golf with him?
We had a blast. I mean, he's very talkative. He's very knowledgeable. He loves the game of golf. He's got a good, steady game, and we just had a good time.
What was Obama's handicap, Kevin? Come on. You didn't even say.
He said he was an 8.
And wow. what about Trump? Bad. Where's Trump?
You know, I think Donald's got to be somewhere in between like a 7 and 10, yeah. somewhere in there. But it's been a while. It's been some 15 years since I played with him. But, I mean, I have tweeted back to him. I know other people are reading for it. And I said, dude, when you have your, you know, you got the Republican convention going, you got to invite me. I got to be one of your speakers.
What's in Charlotte? If yeah. it happens.
If it happens.
We're going to go if it happens.
Yeah, we're going to go. If
we'll
it happens
see now.
In Charlotte. Yeah. You'd be great at that.
I would love to do it. I would love
you
to
should
do
come
it.
Out as Abe Lincoln. That'd be really funny. Holy shit.
That'd be great. Are you working on an FDR movie right now? Is that true?
It's a series, right?
No, but I'm doing a series. That's we did a pilot last year. It's called Meet the Potwins. It's sort of like Last Man Standing. It's all in the family. I sort of play a Tim Allen meets Archie Bunker type of character, full-on conservative guy. He's not like a racist or anything. He's just tired of the ridiculousness of the world and how it operates. And It's our dear friend from FDR American Badass plays my father-in-law.
Which one? So,
Barry?
Barry.
Boswick, no way.
Nice. Yeah. That's going to be great.
Oh, I'll watch I'm the super shit amped about that.
Yeah. We had a blast working on it. I see him every once in a while at these Comic-Con shows. He's just a cool guy. And then we got my sort of like my 12-year-old kid is a bit conservative. You got my 15-year-old daughter who is really hardcore liberal. And so that sort of got a last man standing thing where you got a mixture of everybody in the family there. And it's going to be fun.
What was
it's
that show with Titus?
Titus.
Was it just Titus?
It was just called
Titus, and what's his nuts played his dad?
Yes.
What the fuck's that guy's name? God damn it. What is his name?
Dan, this is what happens when you smoke weed all
no,
day.
No, this is not what happens. This is what happens when the show was 25 years ago. What's that guy's name?
That's Joe Biden.
Oh, my God.
Dan has become Joe Biden on weed. All this week, you said, man, what's that one guy's name? No idea.
Oh, I have my senior moments, trust me.
I know, but he's, a young man losing his mind.
I've had a lot of concussions, actually. Quite a few.
Yeah.
And I do have traumatic brain injury, but usually my memory is pretty good.
Dan was in War.
Stacy Keach, that's it.
Stacy Keach.
Yeah, played his dad. That was a great show. I like the and every show that's ever existed that has a fucking a crotchety, mean old man usually does pretty well.
Yeah, well, you love it too because it's right up your
wheelhouse. I've been like that since I was 3 years old. Like it's 3 years old and kids are riding around on their fucking trikes. I'm like, get out of here with that noise, you sons of bitches!
Yeah,
just throwing shit at them, saying quasi racist shit,
casual racism.
Children do that. Yeah.
Yeah, children do that all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Hey, since you talked about that, I got to give two plugs for two things. I got a movie I directed called Let There Be Light. It was in theaters for 4 months. It's a great movie about hope and faith, and what we need that in today's world. So Let There Be Light, stream on Amazon. And I narrated an amazing documentary called Before the Wrath. So check out Before the Wrath and tell people they can get a hold of me at either kevinsorbo.net or then go to Cameo. Go to my Cameo page. Go to cameo.com/ksorbs. And I can send a good little message to people.
Yeah, you're always a good sport about all that, man. And to me, the 30-something movies I've done, you and Boswick were my two faves. You, Boswick, Ray Weiss, and Richard Reel were always my favorite go-to guys.
Where thanks, man.
I just kept putting you in everything. You're a fantastic actor, and I don't know if you ever got the credit for it. You're one of those guys who can just pick up any script and be in the scene 5 minutes later.
It's it hasn't helped me. You know, when I came out of that conservative closet about 10, 11 years ago, really, it hurt my career. There's no question. Hollywood screams for tolerance, but they really don't have it. And I'm not saying Hollywood owes me anything. Thank God for independent movies.
Right.
I had a 7-year run in Hercules. I had a 5-year run in Andromeda. And since then, I've shot over 60 movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a dozen I wish I didn't do, but I didn't know they're I've been fortunate to stay busy. I got three movies lined up this year as well. Two of them got pushed, of course, and now they're probably going to overlap, and I won't be able to do them. But I've got stuff. You know, I've stayed busy. I have my own production company. I work really hard, and I still got a line into Netflix. So we'll see what happens with those guys. They're still interested in maybe doing something down the road.
I wonder how many actors have 100 episodes on two shows.
Not very
like
many.
Like Boreanaz.
Yeah. David Boreanaz is one of them.
Friend of the show. Yeah. I don't know of a whole lot of others that have been on two major. Like maybe... No, because he wasn't an actor. I was going to say Curb Your Enthusiasm, but he was just a writer and producer. Shit.
I remember when you and I were in Cannes together, and the waitress was like 22 years old, hot French waitress, came over, and she was like, oh, my God, I love you. Kevin Sorbo, I love you. And when she walked away, I was like, man, how do they remember? Because she was talking about Hercules, and I was like, how do they remember? And you were the one who told me, you were like, it's still playing on here every single night of the week.
We were at its peak. We were in 176 countries, and we are the most watched film in the world. We passed Baywatch by our third year, and then it's still in 60 countries, which is crazy. And I get a lot of fan mail coming in now from kids. Their parents are now the age I was when I was filming it. They were 9 years old. I was in my 30s for 7 years filming the series all through my 30s. Now they're in their 30s, and now their kids are watching because of their parents. So I'm getting a whole new younger demographic watching it again. So it's Reruns, amazing thing.
Yeah.
Is there any time in your life where you would consider doing a reboot? Because that, look, let's face it, that's all Hollywood's doing right now is remaking all of these things.
I heard, and I checked it, that Disney now is going to do, they did an animation of it during the same time I was doing the series. Mm-hmm. They want to do a live action one of it. So I told my agent, I said, dude, let me play Zeus, you know, age mm-hmm. me up. I can't, you know.
Yeah,
I can't get butt beefed up anymore like that because my, you know, getting older. But I mean, make me Zeus because, you know, when Zeus was Anthony Quinn played Zeus in my series. Mm-hmm. So I got to work with Anthony Quinn.
Man, that would be awesome. I do think what you were saying earlier, though, is correct. I think coming out of the conservative closet has hurt you and some other actors for sure.
There's no question. I remember my manager and I parted ways. She's a lovely lady. Which she just said, I can't get you into so many any office anymore. They don't like your politics. I'm like going, and she says, I should go into politics. And I started laughing at her. And I go, so you want me? So like guys like Stephen Baldwin and all these other people, not Stephen,
Daniel.
Alec Baldwin,
or
all
Alec,
these people
yeah.
that get so crazed.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner, who, I mean, these guys call for death. I don't call for people to die.
Yeah.
And yet, why don't they go into politics? I'm not that. I mean, I believe in the rights of everybody. I give anybody who's opposing view to me of what I say is fine. You just said it earlier. I mean, I'm fine with different points of view. I expect that. But I don't have that anger. I don't hate people who have a different point of view than me. I don't sit there like people do on Twitter and Facebook and I hope you die, I hope your family dies. I mean, people are sick. And these are people that are so angry that they don't like themselves. Like, I mean, play shrink here. I don't think these people like their lives, their careers, their relationships, or lack of, or whatever it may be, but these people are sick people.
I agree. And if you look at most of the left's Twitter on a day-to-day basis, Judd Apatow, all these guys, like, you know, people I looked up to, I was like, holy shit. I mean, every waking second is them tweeting hatred for the president all day long. First of all, I don't know where they get the time. Secondly, why is that okay in Hollywood? Rooting for the other guy isn't. And it seems like everybody has chosen sides, in particular in Hollywood. And if you're no longer a part of it, congratulations. We're not going to help you out or give you any roles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Ben Affleck came out and said, I'll never hire an effing conservative ever to be in any of my movies.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Crazy.
That's such an infant thing. These guys, they're all involved in a capitalist business. We're all entrepreneurs. We're all really self-employed. And it's a hard business to make money and a hard business to have success in. And yet they blast the system that made them wealthy.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe they should give up more of their money. Maybe they should give 90% to the government and keep 10% and get a little, you know, one-bedroom flat somewhere in Westwood or something and take college courses at UCLA. I don't know. It's such a weird hypocrisy that goes on. It's just pathetic.
Yeah. And where was Ben Affleck during the Weinstein case? I didn't hear one word about, hey man, we should all go all in on Harvey Weinstein. He didn't say
anything. I gotta be honest.
I was his best friend.
I'm a little surprised that Brad Pitt didn't come out, 'cause he choked the fuck out of Weinstein once, right?
Yes.
Like I'm surprised he didn't use it. If I was him, I guess he doesn't really care. He's so rich at this point. But if I was him, I would use that as an opportunity to be like, hey, I fucking lit this guy up years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And all you motherfuckers out here. Like that speech that Ricky Gervais gave at the fucking...
Oh, it's Golden Gloves?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was amazing. And he doesn't... Yeah. Like, I'm probably between you and him somewhere, but he's like not you at all. Like, he's so not you, politically speaking, right?
Yeah.
But you guys share that opinion about freedom of speech and about whose opinion matters where. Right.
Yeah.
Like just because you gain an audience doesn't mean you necessarily have something of substance to say to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he hit the nail on the head with that one for sure.
Yeah.
Really did.
And it to me, it was a wake up call. And I think the COVID thing has been a wake up call, too, because you see all these celebrities on Instagram and doing, you know, live posts or bits or sketches or mm-hmm. whatever it is. Without the cameras, lights, and the makeup and everything else, like a lot of them just aren't talented and they don't have too many interesting things to say.
I got to be honest. Now. I watched that Parks and Rec reboot.
Yeah.
For about 12 minutes. It's the worst shit I've ever seen in my life. I love that show.
And you're a diehard fan.
I'm a huge fan of Nick Offerman's work. The Leslie Knope character has always been a little annoying to me, but everybody else on that show has been pretty good. And man, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was real bad.
Yeah, that series was a good series.
It was a great series, but the whole, like, the guy, I can't remember his name, Adam Scott, right?
Yeah.
Adam Scott and the, what the fuck's her name?
boy, I
Leslie
don't know.
Nopes.
Dan,
name?
You're going down.
Yeah. Can't remember anybody's name anymore, but she was like, the first 5 minutes of the show, they're just kind of like casually interjecting like some social justice stuff here and there. Like, come on, just give me the fucking comedy, dude. I don't give a fuck about your political opinions.
But everything is offering a political opinion these
Jesus
days.
Jesus Christ. Make fun of people. Yeah. Do weird shit.
And you brought up Last Man Standing. The ratings on Last Man Standing are killer. I mean, through the roof. But they won't put more shows like that on television, which is strange.
No. Well, they cancel it, right? They had to go to Fox to have the they missed a whole season during the battle of where we're going to go now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When DC got rid of them just because of one guy in that show, Tim Allen's character, being somewhat conservative, but not being a mean guy about it. You know,
no.
It was just, it was a funny, funny show with a great cast. And it's just weird. It drives me crazy what's going on right now. And it's sad to see what's happening, and it's sad to see people so afraid to live their lives and want to fight for their lives and just be sheep and follow whatever the government says. But, you know, 1984 is here. It's just late by 36 years.
Yeah, there's a pretty easy test you can do to see whether or not the general media consensus is left or right. Right. So look at all the actors and musicians and athletes that are conservative, mm-hmm. and then look at the ones that are liberal, or not classically liberal, but progressive liberal, and see which ones get favorable coverage versus which ones get called racist and all their bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if anybody tries to make the claim at this point that the vast majority of the media doesn't have a left slant, like that to me is just like saying that gravity doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like that's an absurd statement to make at this point.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it keeps getting worse and worse, the media. I'm surprised, because do you have a book coming out as well?
I have a book that just came out about a month and a half ago called True Faith. My first book was True Strength. This is the follow-up 8 years later, but I write slowly. And it's called True Faith, so people, once again, go to kevinsorbo.net, check it out. It's just about, you know, finding a place to not be so caught up in the negativity of the world and finding more positive things. Because you know what? Ultimately, America is an awesome place. There's a reason why every country still wants to come here.
Yeah.
This is a great place, and we got to stop trying to destroy it. And the internet's the Wild West. It really is. There's great things about it, but there are a lot of bad things about it too. And people use it as a place to vent and to hate and spread that hate, and it's unfortunate. And I don't know.
How is the media?
I've had people ask me to run for office before. I said I wouldn't want that job.
Fuck
I wouldn't
that.
Want anything to do with that.
No way.
You'd be great at it, though. How was the media to you on that last book? Were they kind to you?
Yeah, they were the rate. You know, we got a 5-star on Amazon with it, and they're actually pretty cool about it, which is kind of nice. So, it's always sometimes surprising. I mean, there's a reluctance in there. Every time you look at Rotten Tomatoes, if they give a movie like a horrible review, I want to see that movie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in that movie, there's going to be something in there that they just don't agree with because of their politics. So I go, I'm going to watch that because I know it's better than what they're saying.
Speaking of movies, has there been a movie that you didn't get that would have that you would have loved to have done that could have changed your life?
Yeah, back in when Hercules wrapped up seventh season and in 2000, and I had about a 5-month window in there, and mm-hmm. everybody wanted me for the part of what is the laser eyes on X-Files? What is that guy's name again?
David Duchovny.
It's not just me that can't remember names. It's also
not X-Files.
Sorbo.
No, you're right. Not X-Files. X-Men.
Cyclops.
Cyclops. Who was it?
Cyclops. Okay, I was supposed to have that role because I'm 6'3". I'm, you know, physically match up pretty well with Hugh Jackman. Everybody wanted me. The only one that didn't want me was the director. So I got nixed out of that, and that obviously would have been huge for my film career to get something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that was because
he went with James Marsden or whatever.
Yeah, Marsden.
He's a great actor. I like him.
Yes,
he was.
I like him in the Westwood.
Westwood. He's good. 30 Rock. He's good. He's been a lot of stuff.
He's good.
Yeah, he's actually really funny.
He is very funny, very talented guy. So I don't begrudge him getting it. I was just kind of bummed I didn't get that role.
Of course, yeah. Any other ones that stand out for you?
That one probably hits it the most. I mean, there was a movie I met with Arnold Schwarzenegger due to The Sixth Day.
Oh yeah,
and he didn't like that I was taller than him, so I didn't get the role.
That's actually an underrated movie too.
It is, yeah. It's a pretty good movie. How tall is he in real life?
About 5'10", 5'11". He says he's 6'3", but I had a good 4 or 5 inches on him. He we met at the Sony lot of Culver, shook his hands. We met a couple times before. He sat down right away. We had a great conversation about the role. The director walked me out to the lot, parking afterwards. He says, I like you, but it's not going to happen. You're just too tall.
I got a really good idea.
That's a good way to lose a movie.
Yeah, I've got a really good idea. So whenever all this bullshit is done and we can travel, we'll meet out in L.A., and I'll carry one of those portable like basketball hoops and I'll hang it like next to him and you can just run up and dunk on his ass, right? I should have got that movie. Fuck you. And then call him, just say, just kidding, nice to meet you, Mr. Frigno, and then walk away.
That's right.
And see if he gets real mad.
Well, I like that. That's fine. Lou's a good friend of mine, actually.
He's like the nicest human being that's ever existed, maybe. He might be the nicest person ever. And it's probably because no one's ever tried to fuck with him in his whole life.
No. It's you know so what I mean? Funny. I do these autograph shows, you know, it's Comic Cons. Mm-hmm. A lot of times Lou is there along with Sam Jones.
Yeah.
Who did Flash Gordon, you know?
Yeah.
And I'll go out to dinner with him. And it's like the way they order together, they're like an old married couple. It's absolutely hilarious. I mean, there's a reality show there they need to do. Those two guys together are so funny.
Oh, that's hilarious. This is the point in the show where we get to the drinking bro of the week, Kevin, which is someone who has inspired you or helped you to become the man you are today. Who would you like to give the drinking bro of the week to?
Drinking bro of the week. Wow. You know, I'm not get all sentimental here, but I'm going to give it to my father who died 8 years ago. My dad was the best man at my wedding. My dad was so in my corner. I'm the fourth of five kids. When I told him I wanted to be an actor, he didn't flinch. He didn't go, what are you, crazy or anything like that? He gave me a great little bear hug and a handshake, and he just said, you know, go out there and do what you got to do to get what you want to get. He was always a hardworking guy, a blue-collar guy, only child, grew up on a farm in Iowa, so he knew all about hard work. He instilled hard work in all five of his kids, and he's an amazing guy. I miss my dad every day. He was my golf buddy as well. He was awesome.
Do you remember exactly what he said to you when he found out you voted for Reagan in 1980? See, I remember that.
He goes, Dad, he goes, Kevin, all I know is when the Democrats in office, I get a bigger paycheck. And he was a school teacher.
Yeah. That's true.
Dad, he admitted later years that the school system is broken. It is. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
One good thing about the COVID thing going on now, a lot of parents are forced to homeschool, and they're going to find out that the kids are going to learn more homeschooling than they do in the public schools. Yeah. There's a reason we rank 27th in the world in public education. And every year, every election year, it's always a battle about improving education. Mm-hmm. Yet it gets worse and worse. Why is that? Because it's run by the government.
Yeah.
Anything the government runs gets destroyed. Let's face it. So get it out of their hands and let's improve the education of our kids. They want to keep us dumbed down. They really do. I honestly believe that because it gets worse and worse. And parents, you know what I'm talking about.
I think healthcare.gov did pretty well. That first week it was up. That site crashed in 45 minutes, too. Oh. Are you fucking kidding me?
And then what, it took 3 months
The government
to come back?
Invented the internet.
Yeah.
DARPA invented the fucking internet.
Yep.
And they can't get a website right.
It's crazy, right?
Come on.
How are you staying in such great shape during the quarantine and everything? You look amazing.
He's a fucking demigod. Yeah, you kidding me?
I'm biking every day still. I bike about 15 miles a day. And the gym I have back at my house in L.A., which somebody's renting right now, I miss that gym. I built a better gym than most gyms have. But I went out right away and bought we got the gym equipment at the house we're staying at right now. So my 18-year-old boy's into it. And I'll tell you, this kid, I mean, I'm 6'3". He's 18. No, he's 6'5".
Oh, wow.
And this guy is looking good. He's getting strong fast. And that's when I got about 16, 17 years old. That's when I started lifting weights. But I still work out. I don't lift heavy like I used to. But I still work out every day and do something because that's the best way to beat the COVID virus too, guys. Have a strong immune system.
Exactly. Is he going to play ball, your kid?
He doesn't have that interest I did. You know, he played hoops for a while and stuff. He played football only a little while, and he just didn't have that drive. But he wants to be an actor. I mean, we homeschool. We've been homeschooling for 11 years now. So they grew up on movie sets. He's in the movie Let There Be Light. I mentioned he did a great job. He's got a movie he's shooting in New Mexico later this year if they ever get things going again. But
yeah,
he's doing an Army movie in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So he's got the bug, and he's a pretty talented guy. But he's got the drive, which I love.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Tell everybody where they can find you once again, because I want to make sure you're one of the most entertaining people, not just in real life, but online as well. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
good place to go is kevinsorbo.net. Kevinsorbo.net gives you all kinds of info. You can see all my movies. You can go to the merchandise section, want an autographed book, autographed DVD. That stuff is there. Anything upcoming. If you want Facebook, it's the Kevin Sorbo official Facebook page, because there are people pretending to be me. So I get in trouble by these people that post stuff that I didn't post.
Yeah.
So Kevin Sorbo official Facebook. On Twitter, it's at K Sorbs, K-S-O-R-B-S. Sorbs is my nickname forever for my buddies. And once again, Cameo, I'm doing a lot of cameos. Mother's Day's coming up, right? But cameos are awesome. They're fun. People love it. I leave like 2-minute messages to people. And that's cameo.com/KSorbs. Cameo.com/KSorbs.
Awesome, man.
Just to recap before we get off air, only less than 100 people have done 2 shows with 100 episodes.
Really?
Less than 100 people in the history of Hollywood.
And we're talking to one of them right now.
Yeah, we've had several of them on the show, actually. We can get it.
And I can't get a star on Broadway.
And also, the last thing is Sam Jones' best role was playing a parody of himself in the movie Ted.
I agree.
Ever.
I agree, yeah.
Doing cocaine and getting fucking crazy with Mark Wahlberg.
That was a monster cameo.
Yeah, that was maybe the best cameo of a person playing a character that they played in another show ever.
Him and Doogie Howser. That's the ones you choose.
He's a great guy, too, guys. He's a class act. Sam's a cool guy. You should have him on your show.
Oh, yeah.
We should. Yeah.
Look, we'd love to.
You know what? I'll pass your information on to him. I'll get him on.
Oh, that'd be great. And then you and I, both of our movies, I just found out, are on Amazon Prime. Universal sold them both. So Pool Boy, Drowning Out the Fury is on there, and FDR, American Badass. There's a whole new world of people now who are discovering those films, and they're like, holy shit.
We got to do another one, man. We got to do another one.
Yeah. I'd love to. We have one written for you. So as soon as this is all over, you and I will get together, but it's about a janitor who's got a killing streak. So
it's not quite Pool Boy, but it's there.
Oh yeah, it's definitely in that wheelhouse for sure.
There's some bad stuff in there
for sure. Kevin Sorbo, thanks for joining us. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.